The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 4th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Factually, this is all due to the supreme will of the Lord, Personality of Godhead. Sometimes people kill one another, and at other times, they protect one another. According to the anthropologists, there is nature's law of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. But they do not know that behind the law of nature, there is the supreme direction of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the law of nature is executed under the direction of the Lord. Whenever, therefore, there is peace in the world, it must be known that it is due to the goodwill of the Lord. And whenever there is upheaval in the world, it is also due to the supreme will of the Lord. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. Whenever, therefore, there is disobedience of the established rules enacted by the Lord, there is war between men and nations. The surest way to the path of peace is, therefore, dovetailing everything to the established rule of the Lord. The established rule is that whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we sacrifice, whatever we give in charity, must be done to the full satisfaction of the Lord. No one should do anything, eat anything, sacrifice anything, or give anything in charity against the will of the Lord. Discretion is the better part of valor. And one must learn how to discriminate between actions which may be pleasing to the Lord and those which may not be pleasing to the Lord. An action is thus judged by the Lord's pleasure or displeasure. There is no room for personal whims. We must always be guided by the pleasure of the Lord. Such action is called Yoga Karmasya Kaushalam, or actions performed which are linked with the Supreme Lord. That is the art of doing a thing perfectly.
So, in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the statement is there by Krishna, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apohananj vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedyam Vedanta kit, Vedanta bhicha aham. Actually, everyone is suffering or enjoying. There is no enjoyment, only suffering. But the struggle for existence, to counteract this suffering, we take it as enjoying. Actually, there is no enjoying. In the Bhagavad Gita, you know, it is study, the child. In the Bhagavad Gita, what are you speaking? Enjoying and suffering. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, that this place, the Supreme Authority says, this place, this material world, is dukkhalayam asasatam. It is the place for suffering. That is a fact. One person is trying to accept suffering as enjoying, and another person is trying to end actually suffering. This is the difference between a sane and insane person. I'll give you a practical example that in the prison, government prison house, There are some prisoners who are called first-class prisoners. They are given special favor by the government. So, and there are third-class prisoners also. But both of them are prisoners. And prison is not meant for comfortable life. It is meant for suffering. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings, Anadi karama phale puri bhavan nava jale taribare na dekhi upar. One who is sane person, he knows that I may be first class prisoner, and that does not mean I am not prisoner. I am prisoner. The suffering of the prison house, that I have no independence to do anything, that is prison life. We are, everyone is thinking that we are independent, but that is not the fact. Pratite kriyamanani guni karmani sarvas. Ahamkara vimura atma karta hamiti. Actually, everybody is being carried by the laws of material nature. But a foolish person is thinking that he is doing himself. So, here it is said, Prayena etat bhagavat isharasya vitishtitam. We cannot do anything without the will of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like in the state, you cannot do anything without the sanction of the government. Similarly, the supreme state, the supreme order giver, Krishna or God, without his sanction, we cannot do anything. But here it is said that mitho nignanti bhutani bhavayanti cha janamitho. Sometimes by his will, we kill one another and sometimes we give protection one another. So does it mean that in different times Krishna is giving different intelligence? No. Krishna's action is daiva, superior. That means the high court, the judge is somebody condemning somebody that this man should be hanged. And other man, yes, he must get the degree. He'll get these millions of dollars from that person. No? Is he partial? He's giving somebody millions of dollars and somebody is ordered to be hanged. Is he partial? No, he's not partial. He's simply administering the law. That's all. This man has created such a situation that he should be condemned to death. And this man has created such situation that he will be rewarded by 10,000 millions of dollars. It is his action. Karmana daivanatrena. We are acting, and daivanatrena, by superior administration, daivanatrena, we are getting different types of body and suffering the or enjoying the consequence. This is our position. Krishna is, God is, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. I am equal to everyone. Otherwise, how is God? God is not partial. That somebody should be killed and somebody should be rewarded with $10,000. No. It is our own work. We create such situation. That we should know. We forget. Now, somebody I killed in my last life, just like here, if I kill somebody, then I shall be killed also by the law of nature or law of God. Similarly, I forget that because I killed somebody, now that somebody is killing me. So, forget. But Krishna reminds, now this person killed you, or this child killed you last life. Now we can kill in the way of Now we kill. Vicheshtita. He reminds. Because Krishna is described Unumanta Upodrashta. He is witness. Now, this man has killed this man. Now he gets the opportunity to kill him again. And Krishna reminds you, kill him. Here is the opportunity. This is the position. Don't think when it is said that Isharasa Vicheshtitam, it is by the will. That will, because he is equal to everyone, so everyone should get chance to retaliate. That is going on. So, God is not partial, He is impartial. Samohang sarvabhuteshu name desasti na priya. Nobody in a material world, just like jail superintendent or the government. Government is not partial. Government is equal to everyone. But everyone is enjoying or suffering according to his own work. So that is reminded. That is reminded and sanction given. That this body, this being killed you in your last life. Now, I give you sanction, you can kill. This is called nignanti. Mitho nignanti. And this man gave you protection, so you give him protection. So what is the wrong there? There is nothing wrong. It is equal justice. Because don't think that because God or Krishna gives sanction, which is tita, therefore he is partial. No, he is always impartial. We are summoning our own activities. Karmana daivunatrena. We are getting different types of body, suffering. Now, therefore, we should always try to understand the will of God. That is our deed. That will of God we can understand in the human form of life. That is an opportunity. Will of God is expressed very clearly. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vaja. That is said already. Nobody can say, what is the will of God, I do not know. No, you know. He says, God says, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vaja. You give up all other business, just become surrender to me. And then, how shall I pull up? Aṅtāṁ sarva-pāpibvam akhaśyāmi. I shall give you protection. I shall give you protection and I shall release you from the effects of all sinful activities. Because we suffer on account of sinful activities. And we enjoy by pious activity. That is the law. If you become nicely educated, cultured, then you get good position in the society. But if you are a rascal, then you suffer. Similarly, we are creating our position. But that is called karma bandha. Karma bandha means so long we do not know what is our duty, we create our position differently and therefore sometimes we suffer, sometimes we enjoy. Therefore we must know what is our duty. That we have forgotten. Nati vidu sarthakati inge Vishnu. In this material conditional life, we have forgotten what is our actual aim of life. Therefore, Krishna comes. Yada yada hi dharma sagrani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. Our duty, when we forget our duty, that is called dharma sagrani. Dharma is not a religious sentiment. Dharma means our occupational duty. Real meaning. I think I have given it in Srimad Bhagavatam. So when you forget our duty, that is called dharmasya glani. Glani means deterioration of our real occupational duty. So our real occupational duty is to serve the Supreme. That is our real occupational duty. We are meant for serving. But when you forget serving Krishna and we try to serve so many other things, that means so many other things when our lust, our greediness, our illusion, our so many problems we serve. We have to serve. That is our position. Nobody can be free from service. That is not possible. But we do not know where to give our service. That is forgetfulness. Kamadinam kutidhana kalidha palita dunidadish. Here the human being, in ignorance, they are serving the kama, lust, greediness, moha, anger, so many things they are serving. They are serving. A man is killing another body by lust, lusty desires, or by illusion, so many other reasons. So we are serving, there is no doubt about it, we are serving. But we are serving our calm, crore, low, moho, masajya, lust, desire, avarice, like that. Now we have to learn that we have been frustrated by serving so many things. Now we have to turn the service attitude to Krishna. That is Krishna's mission. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. You are serving already. You cannot be free from service. But your service is misplaced. Therefore, you just turn your service unto me, then you become happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesh. Because we are greedy, just like a greedy man, he is suffering by eating more. There are so many diseases, just like diabetes or dysentery. There are so many things. These are the diseases for eating more. So, we are suffering at the same time we are eating more. Because we are greedy. We are lusty. This is the cause. Therefore, kama, we are serving. We are serving our lust, our greediness and suffering. This is practical. If you have no hunger, if you eat, if you have no appetite, if you eat, then you will suffer. If you infect some disease, you will suffer. That is practical. So we are associating in being infected by lust, greediness, illusion, fearfulness, so many things. Sada samudmigno dhiyam asad graha. If you steal, then you'll be under fearfulness. Oh, I may not be arrested. I may be arrested. Because you have done that. Asad graha. You have done something wrong, therefore you are under the influence of fearfulness. It is very easy to understand. So we are creating our situation and serving a different type of desire. That's all. Kama dinam kutidhana. And sometimes we are doing something which we should not do. Still we are doing. But doing so, tesam karunana jata. Although you have done so much for to serve the lust, greediness, but they are not merciful. They are still dictating. God doing this, God doing this, God doing this. He is suffering. He still is dictating. He is following the dictation of lust and desire. We are creating our own karma. Therefore, any sane man will see that I have served so long, so much, our desires. But I am not happy. I am not happy, neither the desire is happy. Desire is never satiated. That you have killed so many animals. Now you don't. No, you will go on. Go on killing, 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 killing. It is never satisfied. Now I have killed so many. No more, stop. No, there is no stopping. Let it go on. Kama dinam kutidhana kulita. But the injunction is thou shalt not kill. But he will kill and kill and kill and kill. And he still he wants to be satisfied. You see. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. And they are simply engaged in killing business. And still they want to be happy. They see the point. Therefore, Krishna says, yes, you be killed by occasional world war. You must be killed. You have created this situation. You must be killed. You may be American or Englishman or German or this or that. You may be very proud of your nationality. But you must be killed. This is the position. You have killed so many animals. Now wholesale killing. One bomb. One atom bomb. Be killed. These rascals, they do not know how things are going on. He fought that. There must be. Even ordinary laws in the state law, that if you have killed somebody, you must be hanged. Do you think you can simply bluff the supreme authority, Krishna, that you are going killing, and you will be saved? No. You will be killed in pestilence, in famine, even within your mother's home, you will be killed. Where it is supposed to be good protection, there also you will be killed. The human nation being degenerated in such a way, the killing business is increasing daily. So we therefore must submit to Krishna, sarvadharman parityajya, because we cannot become free. We cannot go out of the laws of God. That is not possible. Therefore we must surrender. The Krishna, God, I have acted freely so many births. I did not become happy. Neither am I happy at the present moment. So now I surrender unto you. You say that I give you protection. So kindly give me protection. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you.